And there you have it. You are not alone. Welcome to tonight's live broadcast of The Road to Recovery. I'm your host, Dan Chuba, coming to you live from West Chicago, Illinois. It's like 30 miles west of Chicago, Illinois. And what a wonderful weekend we've had. Tonight is August 19th, 2018. This is a live broadcast, so as you all know, you are welcome to call in anytime during the show. If you had a comment, a question, a thought, an idea, blah, 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 blah. Just want to say hello. Just want us to know you're alive. Hey, sometimes that's all it takes. Area code 323-580-5755 and join us here on The Road to Recovery. And it's great to have you along. If you are listening for the first time, welcome. If you are listening for the umpteenth time, we hope we have things of value to offer you. Okay, tonight's going to be kind of a, we have no guests scheduled. Oh, that's not good. I'm not applauding no guests. No. We are applauding, you know what we're going to talk about? Just life, you know, real life, what goes on. Today was the the air show in Chicago. And, you know, what's interesting is that life goes on, whether we're part of it or whether we're lost or we were laying on the side of the road suffering. I was there. What do you mean I was there? I was there on the side of the road suffering, and I sobered up 2 years, 11 months, and 19 days ago. Yes. Okay, yes, okay. Nah, I don't need applause. Okay, but thank you. Yeah. That's exciting. For me, it's exciting. Another day sober. Okay? It was funny. I went to I was at a golf outing today with my friend Marvin. And, no, not the lovely Miss Martha. It was a guy's. Marvin and I went to a golf outing that was, I don't know, raising funds for somebody. And it was absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous day out at the on the course. Really, it was warm, but it wasn't too hot. My game actually got better as the game progressed. I didn't do very well at first, but I got better. Okay, because I always forget all the mechanics, you know, what to do. And by the end of the day, I either figure it out or I get really frustrated. But today I was figuring it out, and it was kind of cool in that sense because, you know, then, you know, you want to play more and, well, the game's over. And then you, you know, either plan for the next time or whatever. But we went out and we were golfing today. Now, what was the point? Oh, I know. And after we finished golf, we went inside and our coupon that we had entitled us to a free drink. And we weren't sure about that. So I said, what kind of drink does this give us? And they said, well, canned beer and so on, and draft beer and, you know, and fountain drinks. You know, I thought that's really funny. You can get a can of beer, but you can't get a can or a bottle of pop or soft drink. You only can get fountain soft drinks, but not bottles. The beer, no problem. Get it out, you know, so whatever. I just said, jumped up from the table, and I said, I'm going to go get me a beer. My friend Marvin, like, he panicked. He heard me say that, and he was like, what? And you know what? It doesn't matter. 22 years, almost 23 years since I've had a drink. And people around me that know me, love me, no, it's not a good thing for me to put alcohol into my body. So he later told me that he was on red alert, thinking that I was really doing. He wasn't sure if I was kidding or not, and I was kidding. But, you know, that's how it is. When people know that you've had a drinking problem, they don't want to see you go back to it. And, you know, he was on alert, and he was like, I wasn't sure if you were kidding or what. And you really never know, do you? You really never know if somebody's kidding around and is going to go out and have a drink. Even after 22 years, 11 months, and 19 days, you know, I could do it. It could happen. I hope not. I hope it never does happen, you know. But I'm human, and I'm very tired tonight. So I'm going to yawn through most of the program. Hopefully we'll get maybe a call or two. That would be great. With comments, questions, maybe a reflection on some of our shows. How about last week's show? Okay, last week's show was pretty good because we had Brandy and Ryan Elliott from the they were from the Light Heart Center in Winfield, Illinois. That's correct. And Brandy is a understudy. She is an intern working to become a hypnotherapist. And Ryan stayed with us for the first hour, then he went. I don't know how important his life is, but he can't do a full 2 hours ever. He gets out of here after 1 hour, And then he's gone. And that's okay. We had plenty of things to talk about with. We were grateful for Brandy. It was nice hearing from her. And some of the things that she's accomplished, what she hopes to accomplish in the future. And, you know, it's, I don't know, it was just really good to hear back from her. And the callers, Renee called in and Colette called in, and they were sharing some experience, strength, and hope, and that was good. And, well, all in all, it was a good show last week. Hope you got something out of it. I did. I always did. And I did. I endorsed. I gave an endorsement, which I don't do very often, but I did give an endorsement to Ryan Elliott of the Light Heart Center. His hypnotherapy was very helpful to me to help step through and break through some of the challenges that I had. I was locked in fear. Still, you know, it's amazing. I'm 60-something years old, 61 years old now. And right when I was about 58, 59 years old, I met Ryan, and he introduced himself, and we decided to do some work together. And his hypnotherapy helped me to walk through and overcome a bunch of the fears that I had that was really stymieing me. You know, they were stymieing me. Am I saying that right? Stymieing? But you know what? They were holding me back and keeping me from reaching potential. Now, I won't say that I'm totally free of them. I am not. I am not a fearful person as I once was. And a lot of people who know me would be laughing, going, "You even afraid?" They would never have imagined that I had fears. But guess what, folks? I did have fears. You know, all kinds of fears, just like you, speaking in front of groups. Never had a problem with speaking on the internet like this, speaking on the radio, because it's well, you know, it's one-on-one. I'm talking to the microphone. And if you call in to that number, 323-580-5755, I can at least see and focus on you or one or two other people. But, you know, a whole massive group of hundreds or thousands of people, millions of people, whatever, might be a little bit much for me. But I'm better at it. And, you know, I told you what I do is this program is designed for people to help understand and overcome your addictions, okay? I am an alcoholic in recovery, 22 years, 11 months, and 19 days. But who is counting? And again, I'm counting. I count every day that I am sober and grateful that I'm put that much distance between myself and my last drink, okay? It wasn't easy, but it was unbelievably worth it, okay? Just the fact that I'm alive today, that I'm alive and living, and that I'm sitting in my real estate office, and this is my real estate office, me and the banks, okay? I do owe money on this thing. But you know what? I have an opportunity to grow and to ultimately take over, you know, financial ownership if I pay the debt off, and we create a workplace of employment for, gosh, what, 15 people now? We're up to maybe 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 15 plus myself, 16 people. And I think we even just added another one. So unbelievable. And that's pretty exciting, if you ask me. Yes, 16, 17. Wow, we're up to 17 people. You know, that's very exciting. And you know, if you would have told me that back 22 years, 11 months, and 19 days ago, I don't know that I would have believed you. I would have thought for sure that my life was going down the toilet. It was almost over. I was financially broke, mentally broke, morally broke, spiritually broke, anything and everything you could think of, I was there. And yet today, here I am, 22 years, 11 months, 19 days later, and I'm engaged to be married to a most wonderful person, the lovely Miss Martha, who is not here, but she joined us about a month or so back on the air here. She was my guest, and she's at home right now taking care of business, doing her thing. She lets me do my thing. Unbelievable that we met each other. We're such a good couple together. enjoy her company tremendously. And here is a woman that was a widow and was a widow of 8 years at the time I met her and had not dated anybody. And yet when she and I met, we clicked and we started dating, and we haven't stopped seeing each other since. And we have a marriage date scheduled for May 11th of next year. So we'll be getting and tying the knot. Now, what's amazing is, well, it's not my first rodeo, and it's not hers, but she lost her husband to death. He passed away. They weren't sure if he had a brain aneurysm or what, but he did die of bad health. He was overweight, and he passed away. That was her one and only marriage. She had three children, wonderful daughters, three of them, who are, with reason, probably skeptical of her dating me, getting involved with me, because I've been married three times, okay? Prior to sobering up, I was married three times. I had two DUIs, driving while intoxicated. And we were reading some incredible statistics, I don't know, last week, if we even talked about them, but we drove drunk at least, you know, it's a statistical average is what I heard, that we drive at least 80 times before we're arrested for the first time for driving under influence. 28.7% of the people admit driving drunk. There's at least 296,800 drunk drivers or driving under the influence drivers every day in the United States. 1.1 million are caught every year, okay? That's 3,200 people a day nationwide caught, pulled over, arrested for driving under the influence. Now, I might get those statistics a little wrong, but not far off. Okay, I don't know what the count is, but I heard that Chicago had another bloody weekend with people getting shot in Chicago. And you can't help but wonder why. We have to get a hold of our friend, Angelica, what is her name? Angelica. And she is a peace advocate for the city. And if we have that many people getting shot and being killed, it's amazing. She, without her, they'd probably be twice or three times as many. Okay? What's going on? You know, I don't worry too much when we don't have guests, because right along, I pick up the newspaper and I clip things that I see. And unfortunately, and I really mean this, unfortunately, there's generally a lot of information about bad things happening with drugs and opiate and alcohol that are topical and present right now. Tonight, 60 Minutes did a expose on another aspect of the opiate crisis that's hitting us in the United States. And they went to one of the most, what did they say, the most richest states? I don't know if they said wealthiest state. Maybe I thought that's what they said. And they went to Utah, Salt Lake City, Utah, okay, to interview people. And here was a family where the grandparents were raising the grandkids as their own kids, because the kids, the parents, the ones in the middle, were caught up with heroin addiction, meth addiction. It's out of control. People are dropping the role and not fulfilling the responsibilities of being parenting. I remember when my son, who, by the way, congratulations, Dan, young Dan, turning 33 years old yesterday, congratulations. That's a good thing. Hopefully you're doing something good out of your life. I know I did text him happy birthday, and that's unfortunately the full extent of our blossoming relationship. You know, and let's see, when did that come in there? Six. Yes. Well, that's the extent of his, you know, we don't communicate that much. I don't know what's up with his life, where he's at, you know. And again, I will accept the responsibility as I, you know, as a parent who didn't do a very good job parenting. I did the best job I could. It wasn't necessarily the best job. And, you know, sometimes substitute parents, step parents, adoptive parents, I will say, do a much better job than the parents themselves. And it's okay. If that's what the kids need, that's what they should get. This family on 60 Minutes, I thought it was very interesting listening to them. The kids didn't have rules when they were living with mom, but most of the time they were homeless or hungry or both. And when they went to move in with grandma and grandpa, who, by the way, are struggling because they didn't have the extra income to take care of the family, they thought they were going to downsize and retire and live out the last days of their life. But guess what? God had other plans for them. And they needed, they saw the opportunity, the responsibility to step up and take the role away from their daughter, who is lost in drugs. Lost in drugs. They don't know what's going on with her. So they took over the parenting role, and now the kids have rules. And while the kids don't like the rules, they know that the rules are what are going to help them become responsible adults growing up. And, you know, without that, who knows what's going to happen? Really. Who knows what's going to happen? So if you have a thought on the matter, by the way, feel free at any point to call in. Share your thought. 630-918-6129. No, that's my cell phone. That was funny. 630-918-6129 is my cell phone number, and somebody's Cora just called it and said, hey, I'm working late at the office doing my broadcast that I do every Sunday night. Same thing I've done for 6+ years. Yeah, we're in our 7th year, folks, here on the Road to Recovery. And we've done a pretty good job of making it every Sunday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Hopefully you get something out of hearing these shows. We try to bring guests, different topics, different suggestions, different ideas. We try to help people overcome, okay, the stigma of, you know, get out of the darkness of denial. It's real. An addiction is real, and you can get help, and you can grow from it. First, you have to recognize that you have an addiction, okay? Then you have to say, hey, I need help, and you can get help, and we are here to help. The number one person in the whole universe that's here to help is my higher power. May you find him or her now. Depends on what you call God, him or her. But find it. Find him and ask for his help. I got the lovely Miss Martha. I asked God, and I told him years ago that I was lonely and I would like some good companionship, a spouse, a mate, you know, and then I wanted to be worthy of her. And gosh, I couldn't have found a better person and that I have in the lovely Miss Martha. She is so cool and so ideal and so perfect. And, you know, she may not be the perfect person, but she's the perfect person for me. And I'm so grateful for that. So if you have somebody special in your life too, by the way, you know, why don't you call up, share it with me, tell me who that special person and why that special person is that's so special. You know, the lovely Miss Martha, she like runs on autopilot. Yet she knows how to make me feel wanted and allows me to support her and vice versa. Intelligent, she's really brilliant. She's very smart. Does she necessarily need me? No, doesn't need me. Wants me and prefers me, okay? And I appreciate that. That is something I really, truly do appreciate. So, if you had somebody special like that, gosh, share it. Let other people know that it's out there for you. You know, would I have picked Martha if I was picking her out of a line of potential candidate dates and things? Probably not. Because I don't know I would have done so well. And the same thing, I don't know that she would have picked me or any, like her daughters, I always tell her daughters, I don't know that her daughters would have picked me out and said, here, I want this guy who's been married 3 times and failed, had 2 DUIs and failed, is financially struggling, but he keeps getting up and going forward, and that's what I have going for me, folks. I don't just lay down and die. You know, I don't know if they would have picked me for her, but I'm glad they didn't have that say in the matter. I'm glad they still don't have a say in the matter. We do respect their opinions and their thoughts and ideas and suggestions, but on the other hand, you know, Martha's a big girl. I'm a big boy. And we are going to do what we are going to do because we're adults. And, you know, when do you become an adult? Usually at the age of 18. You have to accept responsibility for actions. 18, older. I wonder if my friend Aaron, let's text Aaron. See if Aaron's going to call in tonight. Let's see. Hey, would you care to join my live broadcast tonight to call in 323-580-5755 and let us know how you are doing. I would certainly enjoy your call. Enjoy hearing from you, AARON. Okay, we threw it out there. Maybe will he call us? Who knows? Okay, but we were talking about what we're going to talk about tonight, okay, and there's just so much in the Daily Herald. I get the Daily Herald. I don't get any other newspapers right now, so I have to rely on what I get in the Daily Herald. And, okay, that's all right. You still can call. You still can call in. Might even, he's heading to Dallas. Might even, what the heck is going on here? Might even help pass the time for you. Here we go. I'm doing a space pass. Oh my gosh, what is going on? That's Tommy. Come on, get this straight. I'm trying to write something, and well, call. What is with the dots on this thing? Oh my gosh, I'm on the wrong. I'm hitting instead of space. Might well let's see. Call in. Folks, I'm having a hard time here because something happened to my. What happened here? I'm getting, instead of hitting the space bar, I'm hitting some weird. Call in then. Oh, this is crazy. Let me see if I can do this. Maybe I'll do it. Oh, there it is. What is it? Well. How about, there we go. Then, it may help pass time faster, and you But I'm telling you, man, when technology sucks, it really sucks, huh? Wow, what is going on here? You would think, maybe it doesn't even know who it's going to. Oh my gosh. Yes, let's try this again. Anonymously, of course. Okay. This is how it goes on this show. We just really go after what we want. I don't know if anybody else is going to go. Okay. In the Daily Herald, we just heard about a young man who went professional as a martial artist. Right? I can't promise I'll have service. The tour is short. I'll be home the 31st. Whoa. Really? He'll be back on the 31st. Wow, 31st. Well, that would be cool, too. Why not try calling to see if you have service? Tonight. Oh my gosh, am I a pill or a pain in the ass or what? Holy cow. I'm just like a little bug in his butt. Poor guy. Okay, here we're talking about a history of speeding. Streamwood man charged in DUI crash has 7 previous violations for speeding. He's going to go to jail. He killed somebody. He killed a man, a father of, and you know what? The victim sounds like a great dad. Killed him on the expressway. And how did he do it? By going about 80, 90 miles an hour. He's been arrested 7 different times. He is supposed to be defending a championship sometime in September, October. And the judge said, that's not happening. You are not going out of the state of Illinois. This guy's going to get in trouble. And it's sad because somebody had to die. And if you see the picture of the vehicle that was destroyed because of this road incident, it's hard to imagine somebody was even in there, and they extricated him. I don't know how they extricated him, with a straw. It was just horrible. And that's not the only thing in the newspaper that, you know, is going on here. You know, last week we had the three young people. I don't even know if we talked about that. If that was this week that you even heard, we had 3 young kids kill a 4th kid. A 4th kid. 2 of the kids allegedly killed them. Allegedly. You know, over what? Well, supposedly one assaulted a young lady, and she and her current boyfriend decided to take punishment on their own. So they choked and stabbed him. Then took him to a place where they wrapped him up, lit him, poured gasoline on him, and lit him on fire. Now, that's horrific enough. However, okay, I will look forward to. All right, I will look forward to hearing back from you on the, let's see, what would that be? September 2nd? So you can be my main phone guest. Yes, for that night's show. How'd that sound? Have a great tour and make some awesome music. Okay. Not dying yet. Oh, that's good. Don't die yet. Oh, did wait. That was, what the heck? Wait. Good for me. Just remind me. Yes. Oh, I will. I will. P.S. Just know if you ever need pick up singer in Chicago area, I am available to sing harmony or something that resembles harmony. There we go. I am typing to a young man out of California who is going on tour. He's a son of a friend of mine who has drunk himself almost to death on several, two or three different occasions with a death wish, wanting to die. It's one of those want to die, don't want to die syndromes. And I know that feeling because I was there. I wanted to die. I just didn't want to die. You know, it's like when I was a young kid, I always remember, I'll never forget this. I was hunting with a bow and arrow, and I was going along the railroad tracks, and I saw a pheasant. And this pheasant jumped into this little cave, and I could see it sitting in the cave. And so I pulled the string back with the bow, and I said to him, well, I want to kill this pheasant, because I was going to take it home and eat it. For some reason, I thought I could do that. But I didn't want to hurt it. I just wanted to kill it. Is that weird or what? Just that's this wanting to kill and not kill syndrome, even myself. And so I pulled the arrow back, and I bounced it off the pheasant, and the pheasant went running for its life and never caught it. Okay, it was kind of gone with the wind. Okay, but yes, I do understand that die, not want to die syndrome. It's a weird thing, but we want to die. We just don't want to die. Okay, we want to die, but we don't want to die. Yeah, now, in the town of West Chicago, I hate giving notoriety in that regard, because we're a better town than that. Most towns are, actually. We've got wonderful people doing wonderful things, et cetera, et cetera. You know, and this last week, we had these three young kids literally kill a young person. And I was telling you, not only did they stab him and choke him and light him on fire, but they thought they killed him, and then he got up and started running, lit. So they took their vehicle, ran him over, and then relit him on fire until he was dead. And they put a picnic bench over him. That was the extent of killing him. And where is the... What, that is just so depraved. That is so terrible. where does this come from? Where does kids get this? I don't even want to say it's inspiration because it's not inspiration. You know, and I'm looking in the Daily Herald. One of the articles are drunks on your train. It happens. And here's what Metra can do about it. You know, you don't want them driving drunk, but do you want them on your train drinking and acting drunk? Kids underage drinking from containers containing what is apparently booze or drugs? You know, it's around us. It's everywhere. And it's terrible. The guy who killed the driver of the vehicle, the father of the kids, the guy who did it said that they've been smoking pot all day long. And then he got behind the wheel of a car. And if he thought it's tough enough to maneuver a vehicle at 90 miles an hour on a regular road where people are trying to drive whatever normal is. Yeah, it's just totally unbelievable, okay? It's just totally unbelievable. And here's this guy who had nothing to do with it, gets killed in the process, and his family is without a father, the kids without a father, the wife without a spouse to help raise these kids. And he's a good father, a good dad. You know, another article that has me concerned in the news, and it's about the need, I mean, it's about vaping and the need for education, vaping. You know, if you really find out more about vaping, none of these materials that they're vaping with have been tested by anybody. You don't know what they're vaping. You don't know if somebody's creating them just to create it and coming up with some great name. And maybe it does smell and taste good, but it could have some really harmful products in it, and you don't know. At least cigarettes, we know it's going to kill you eventually, and it says so on the box. We don't know about vaping, okay? And some of the towns are eliminating smoking of any type, including vaping, from their parks. I think it's a great idea. I think it's a wonderful idea. And again, I think that we should have a zero tolerance for alcohol behind the wheel. And why is that? Because you tell an alcoholic or a drug addict that they can have a few beers, that they can have some drugs in them. And guess what? They're going to try it. They're going to think that maybe they can take that one or two drinks and not get drunk and then drive away in a car, in a vehicle. And today, it's hard enough to drive a vehicle when you're sober, let alone under, you know, impaired. Your senses are impaired in any shape, way, shape, or form. It's terrible, guys. Really terrible. Terrible. Okay? Yeah. West Chicago's heartaches for victim of brutal slaying. Police continue to piece together the backgrounds of the teenagers accused of strangling, stabbing, burning, and running over another teen and then hiding his death. While the community is rocked by the crime begins to cover, they're thinking that we're beginning to recover already, but gosh, I don't know. How do you recover from something like that? They ache for the young person's family who died. You know, now I don't know if he was a good guy or a bad guy. You hear a variety of things. He obviously did something to this young person or persons to incite this kind of activity. They claim it was he assaulted her of sorts. I don't know what kind of assault. You know, and no does mean no, people. I'm going to tell you, I know that. No means no. If somebody says don't do it, it's done. Don't do it. And if you go ahead and push the limits, you know, maybe that's all this guy did, push the limits, thinking that he could. Maybe he thought she was kidding. I don't know. But she was so enraged that she got her current boyfriend to support her in going after this kid and ultimately killing him. And it's terrible. I mean, it's not like an accidental death. It was like an on-purpose thing. The guy was on fire. He gets up and he's running away, and they run him over and relight him. Relight him on fire. That's just beyond comprehension that young people could be that incensed, decensed, whatever it is, that they can feel that there's justification of any sort for that kind of action. It's just terrible. I don't know. You probably have things happening in your own communities, and I'm sure that we're not the only one that has stuff like this. You know, we're talking about addiction and gambling. Gaming problems are real for some people. This is one that we started talking about, when was it? Back in July, July 31st. It's about a month ago. Okay? Organization, whatever the organization, recently declared video gaming disorder a mental health condition. That's right, folks. I don't have just an addiction. I have a mental disease. I have a mental problem. Okay? I don't mind people knowing that I have a mental problem. Not the kind that keeps me from functioning. No, but some days, you know, I am affected by it. If I stay away from alcohol, I have a better chance of not being impacted by it. I don't know about you, but we can overcome this with facing it and getting help. And getting help is a good thing. We want to get help. Everybody needs and could benefit from help. Do you understand? I hope you do. Because if you have a mental health problem, don't be so afraid to let the world know you got it. We all know you got it. Everybody knew I had it. They knew I was caught up with my addiction. I know that my family members are happy that I'm addressing it. By the way, happy birthday once again to my sister Virginia down in Florida. Okay, it is her 63rd birthday, and what I think is a real hoot and cracks me up is that what was she doing on her 63rd birthday was signing up for a hockey league, ice hockey league she wants to play on. Yeah, she's in physically good shape for 63, and she plays on an ice hockey team, and that is pretty amazing. So congratulations, Virginia, on your 63rd birthday. I hope you have many more. Again, my son Dan, happy birthday on your 33rd birthday. I don't know what you're doing with yourself. Maybe you want to call your father one of these days and say, hey, Dad, that would be very nice. I would love to hear from you. But either way, it's his birthday. So we got a lot of stuff going on in the world today. You know, when people aren't killing themselves or killing other people or getting so high. You know, statistics, there were 72,000 deaths, I believe they said, in 2017 just from opiate overdoses. And a big part of that is because of the drug fentanyl. Not that the other ones don't kill you. If they don't kill you, they just kill your life. Your social life, your personal life, your business life, all those kind of things get pretty wasted too when you are caught up in an addiction, okay? And, you know, that's not necessarily a great place to be in an addiction, caught up in it, right? Not quite. Don't want to do that if you can't help it, right? Say no to drugs. Say no, no, no. Yep, okay, here we go. They're just coming down little by little by little by little. Okay, yeah. Yep, okay. You know what? Some days, and I have to admit, I'm proud of myself when I say this, I walked away from a bad situation. And what was that bad situation? It was one of my friends who wanted help selling their home. And instead of running and, you know, taking them on and all this other stuff, I knew better to let it go. You know what I mean? I knew better to let somebody else help them so that I didn't have to deal with it. Okay, and I'm going to tell you something. I have had, let's see, how many days? Well, they say 54, but I think there was more than 54. Is that it? Oh, what is fine? What is that? Let's see. No, it's not. What is going on? No, don't want that. Just do it for me, people. What is this? Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you, they're trying to change the formats on everything. Okay. This one, let's see, 40. Yeah, they're in their second trifecta. So they're 49, 50, 100 days. The only thing I can comfort myself with in this, I worked with this guy for 3 years to get his place ready for sale, and he decides to use somebody else. And I could have fought for it, but I opted not to, and probably with wisdom, maybe that's one of those things. I'm a wiser person because I said, no, I don't have to have every one of these transactions. And it would be wonderful if that young couple that I'm working with tonight does indeed find what they're looking for and they do take action maybe tomorrow to write an offer on it. And I'm certainly hoping that they do. And if they do, that would be wonderful. And, you know, rock on. And what can you say? I'm just kind of hoping. So, and that would be certainly a wonderful thing that would make, I don't know, make life better for me, that's for sure. All right. Area code 323-580-5755 here on the Road to Recovery. Today, I golfed with my friend Marv. We golfed out in Sycamore, Illinois. And what was of notable notice and worthy of comment was one of the people that we were golfing with. We actually didn't interact at all, and that is probably the reason why I'm sure he remembers who I am, okay? Here's a guy that kind of gave me the short end after me helping him out when he needed help. You know what? And just because you help people out in any way, shape, or form does not mean they owe you anything, doesn't mean that they're going to be nice to you. They are going to be who they are. And I went out of my way to help this guy, and gosh, it's almost 20 years now, okay? And yeah, this is in the beginning of my sobriety. And how did I get the favor returned? The guy used me and blew me off and used the services of somebody else when it came time to selling his house. Not before I helped him, tell him what to do, how to do it, how to get there, etc. Time, energy, and effort spent. And I think that was one of the reasons why my son lost a lot of respect for me, because this seemed to be a theme with a bunch of people that they felt they could use and abuse me. And that's just not right. And did I let them? I'm not going to stop them. I can't stop people from doing what they want. I can stop myself from overextending, and I'm getting better at it. It took me a long, long time to figure that out, though. That's not the easiest thing, you know, to go from being a doormat or, you know, la, la, la. I'm singing for. Sound good? Yep. Yep. It's me for sure. Oh, la, la, la. At least, if nothing else, maybe I can make the guy laugh, huh? That would be cool. All right, boys and girls, moms and dads, ladies and gentlemen. So, this guy that I saw today, by the way, okay, I'm going to tell you the story after 8 o'clock. Okay, we're about 5 minutes to 8. We're going to let's take a Marilyn Scott break, maybe like a 5-minute Marilyn Scott break, because I love ignorant for Marilyn Scott, but I don't know if I got her booted up here. So let's find her again. Let's find Marilyn. Hey, everyone, have you happened to see the most beautiful girl who walked out on me? Tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, okay, where are you at? There we go. We're going to do Marilyn Scott here on the Road to Recovery. Sit back, listen, and we'll be back in a few moments. Here on Blog Talk Radio, part of the Linked Local Network of Broadcasting Self-Help Programs.
If today were the last of all days, would it change how you feel who you are? Would you rise for a moment above all your fears, become one with the moon and the stars? Would you like what you see looking down? Did you give everything? Have you done everything that you wanted to do? Is there still so much more that you would? Follow your dream to the end of the rainbow, waving your small pot of gold. Open your eyes to the colors around you and find the truth. Think you know me well, but you don't know me. Now you don't know the one that dreams of you each night.
Listening to a segment of The Road to Recovery. We're playing some live Marilyn Scott here in an intermission. We'll be back again in a few minutes. If you'd like to call in, area code 323-580-5755.
You may be
Several years ago. These songs are not often embraced, but what a beautiful time for me to sing it for you guys.
Regardless of your view, I will respect your side. The shelter of this love light as you walk.
But since you're so well equipped, you.
But before you cross this gate,
thank you.
I got to admit, folks, you're listening to The Road to Recovery. I'm your host tonight. It's a live broadcast. But we were listening to some Marilyn Scott, and I love Marilyn Scott, and I thought I'd take a few-minute break and relax a little bit. Long day for me. It was a long week. I tell you, some days it's not easy being the boss. Just because I'm the boss doesn't mean I know how to be the boss and having the responsibility of so many people. But you know what? I don't look towards drugs and alcohol for relief from the, perceived stress. There is stress, I'm sure. Frustration, maybe, certainly. But you know what? Laughter is a good message. It's good medicine. It really is, you know. And I read this article. It was kind of funny. It was a cartoon. I'm going to give true credit for this one. It was Baby Blues by Rick Kirkman and Jerry Scott. And this little boy comes up to his dad and says, "Hey, Dad," and he's flexing his muscles. He goes, "Does it look like I'm bulking up?" And the dad looks at him and says, "Well, not really." And then the kid, frustrated, disappointed, throws his arms down and he goes, "I don't get it. I eat like a million calories a day, but I just stay skinny." Yeah, that's a good problem to have for some people. And then he goes, he's turning around and he's walking away, goes, "I'm going to go ask Mom what's her secret about bulking up." Dad's like, "Whoa, let's rethink that." That's funny, kind of funny. What a good cartoon. Let's rethink that. You don't want to go to Mom and say, "How come you're getting bulky, Mom?" Yeah, kind of funny. You're listening to The Road to Recovery. It's a show that's designed to be candid about recovery from addictions. We have people that come on and bring and share their own experience, strength, and hope. I certainly can speak personally because I have been through recovery myself, and I struggled overcoming alcohol, and not just alcohol. I overcame smoking cigarettes. That was a real challenge, okay? And I know that our guest last week talked about how they could do that with hypnotherapy, and maybe that's the case. Myself, personally, I just made the commitment that I wanted to stop smoking cigarettes, and it was about a year and a half to the day that I quit drinking using the one day at a time, one step at a time program, and I was able to shake off the addiction of smoking cigarettes. In fact, today I was amazed. I found an entire pack of cigarettes spread out on the golf course, and I picked them up to throw them away. And it was my brand. My brand was Marlboro Light. And I kept thinking, wow, each one of these cigarettes is probably worth about 30 or 40 cents compared to what they were when I was smoking. And it was like, back then it was like 5 cents, 10 cents each. About $2 a pack. Now it's a cigarette pack, $6-$7. Unbelievable. And it's an addiction. And it takes away food from the lives of family. It takes away necessities such as paying bills, electric, gas. You know, we don't think of those things. We are very self-centered when we're caught up in our addiction, and we don't want to believe that anybody else is being cheated out of something that we really want. And, you know, that's the sad realities of it, okay? And I got to tell you something. It was just, hold on one second here. I'm playing all kinds of goofy stuff here. Okay. Yep. All right. So going back to it, we are, 25 minutes into the show. You know what? We're going to probably call it a quits in 5 minutes. How's that? We're going to end the show early tonight. Nobody's calling in. Area code 323-580-5755. Quiet night, summer night. I'm going to go home maybe and break bread with the lovely Miss Martha, unless, of course, you have something you want to talk about, or unless, of course, you want to call in and share your own personal experience, strength, and hope. Otherwise, it was a good night, a good week. We'll be back again next Sunday night on the show. We did get young man Aaron to commit to being our guest on the February 2nd show. the February 2nd broadcast here on the Road to Recovery, and it'll be a live show. He'll be probably calling in from California, because that's where he's based out of. And we'll find out a little bit more about him and how he's doing, about his want and need to die and his want and need to live, and the struggle that he has with that. And, you know, he's got some other issues too, but we'll let him talk about it when we get him. I do want to bring to your attention, I will be out of the country. That's right, I'm going to China. And I'm going to be leaving from the 22nd of September, which is a Saturday, and coming back the 30th, which is a Monday? No, Sunday. Sunday. I don't know if I'll be in back in time to do the show, guys. If I am, I'm going to do it. If not, guess what? We won't have a show that week. And that's, you know, unless Steve wants to do it. And by the way, Steve, I got to tell you, you got to know that I'm so proud of Steve and what he's been able to do sober. Steve just, oh, cripe. We just passed Steve's birthday. His anniversary was the 13th. Steve, I'm so sorry. We forgot to acknowledge your 3-year anniversary. And today is, what, the 19th? So that was last Monday. Okay, well, Steve, congratulations on 3 years, okay? You've done it, and I hope you continue to do it. You are a blessing to your wife. She is very appreciative, and it is great to see you meet your responsibilities as a husband and as a human being. And I got to tell you something, that's so nice and special, etc. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, I want to remind you that this is a live broadcast. We do our best to bring you some good information, ideas, suggestions. On the show, we had no guests. Today we spoke a lot about miscellaneous. Let's see, I'm going to put on here Aaron to be guest September 2nd. 2018. Okay, that'll be cool. We'll have him on as a guest. We'll talk about whatever he wants to talk about, how he's doing, his road, whatever. We want to pray for those people that are still suffering, man. Still, we have to pray for the still suffering, you know. That's one of the things we do in AA, Alcoholics Anonymous. We pray for the still suffering. And if nothing else we can do, we put them in God's hands and let God take care of them. And God is good. God is great. Let him think. Let us thank him for all the good things he's given us, each and every one of us. So that's it for the show tonight, folks. We're going to cut it off early because I'm just tired. And since nobody feels like talking, I'm going to take this opportunity to shut down for the evening. And thank you all for listening. Hopefully we brought something to you. If nothing else, know that I'm still doing it, one day at a time, one step at a time, okay? It is worth it, everything. It may not be the easiest thing to do in the world, but it is certainly very worth it. And I'm so glad and grateful for the gift of being sober. So everybody, do it, try it. One day at a time, that's all you got to do. Just one day, okay? And when you get a chance, say hello to somebody, maybe give them a hug. Because there's a lot of people out there that need help and need to be recognized as human beings, okay? I want to thank you all for listening. Have a great week, unless you have other plans. We're going to cut the show off tonight, so good night. And we'll be back from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time here on The Road to Recovery next week. Good night.